It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are thinking about taxes already. The W-2s have been coming in the mail, and it's all starting to mount up, and you're like, ooh, am I going to have to pay that much? We have an expert to join us, and he's been with us quite often in the past. Mark Livingstone is the president and founder at Cornerstone First Financial, and he is an expert in mortgages and reverse mortgages. And Mark, I wanted to ask you some questions about taxes and mortgages. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning to you, good sir.
One of the stories I had heard, Mark, was that if you get a reverse mortgage and you actually take cash out of your home, that you're not taxed on that cash payment. Is that right?
That is correct, Rick. The proceeds that a senior takes out of their home with a reverse mortgage, there is no tax. It's not taxable income.
All right. So first off, let's explain what a reverse mortgage is.
All right. Very good. A reverse mortgage, Rick, is also known as a HECM. A HECM stands for a home equity conversion mortgage. A senior, 62 years of age or older, is able to take cash out of their home of the equity that they would otherwise take out once they sell the home. And they're taking it while they're alive, living in the home, and they are able to use that tax-free money for whatever purposes they want. In fact, in some countries, Rick, a reverse mortgage is called a home pension because the senior is allowed to take that money out and use it as if it's a pension.
So in essence, instead of selling your home, taking that cash and then living off of it, you're staying in the home, living off that same cash. And of course, later on in life, you've depleted the value that you would have had if you'd sold the house. But the benefit is you stay in the home.
Correct. And the thing is that it is based on how old the senior is. The older they are, then the less equity they need in order to qualify. So somebody that's 62 years old needs more equity than, say, somebody that's 78. And then what happens is that they're taking the equity out of the home, leaving some in there because it's assumed they're going to live to be 99 years old. And so then they have access to that cash to stay in the home, and they can live the life that they're used to. The senior has three options in taking the cash, Rick, and those three options are they can take it as a tenured plan, which means that they get monthly income to add to their Social Security or pension or whatever else they're getting, or they can take a lump sum, or they could take it in a line of credit that actually accrues interest, or they can have a combination of all three. It's a really ideal program, Rick, for those seniors that are looking to keep the lifestyle that they're used to stay in the home that they've lived in for long periods of time and maybe tap into the equity and take some cash out for whatever they need it for, whether it's home repairs, paying back taxes, financing a grandkid's college education. It's whatever they want to do with that money.
So for a senior that owns their home and they have children and they do a reverse mortgage, I've heard that if you do a reverse mortgage, maybe you're not going to leave the home to your kids. What is the story on that?
Well, that's not necessarily true, Rick, because what happens is the heirs will receive the difference between whatever the house is sold for and whatever is owed on the reverse mortgage. And keep in mind that there's what's called retained equity. A home is going to continue to appreciate even after the senior has taken out the reverse mortgage. And the heirs are going to receive the difference when the house is sold for whatever is owed on the reverse mortgage and whatever the house sells for. That's retained equity. So the heirs are always going to receive that. The reverse mortgage is just allowing the senior to take out the equity in the house while they're living in it. Also, the reverse mortgage is not credit qualifying. And what that means is that whether the senior makes money, whether they don't, whether they have good credit or bad credit, they're still going to qualify for the reverse mortgage, Rick, as long as there's enough equity in the home. So the guidelines for the reverse mortgage start out that the person has to be 62 years of age or older. They have to have a low or no balance on their current mortgage so that there is equity in the home. And then they have to complete a HUD-approved counseling session with a HUD-approved counselor. So those are the only three things that go into approving a senior for a reverse mortgage.
So what happens if a senior decides, yeah, I want to stay in the home, I'm going to do the reverse mortgage, they go down this path for a couple of years, and then they decide to sell the home? What happens?
They will actually, there's no problem with that whatsoever. They get the difference between what is sold, what the house sells for, and whatever is owed at that time on the reverse mortgage. all those proceeds will go back to the senior. Listen, the bank is not interested in owning homes. That's not why they're giving out reverse mortgages. They never take ownership of the home. They get the senior gets to sell it or the heirs and again, take that equity. You know, call me and I'm happy to go over and print an analysis and send it directly to the senior. One benefit, Rick, of using Cornerstone First Financial is that we are local. In fact, myself or one of my loan officers come out to the senior's home and go over everything right there at the kitchen table, the old-fashioned way. We're not a California-based company that's emailing everything out to you or sending it in the mail. We're going to come out and meet with you face-to-face to make sure that everything makes sense before you go ahead with this program.
So, Mark, what we're hearing sounds pretty good, but I want to ask you, is it right for everybody? I mean, there could be some situations where it's not the perfect solution.
And great question, Rick, because it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's completely predicated on the senior's date of birth. And, you know, if somebody's going to be moving in 3 to 5 years, then I advise them, don't take the reverse mortgage. Listen, a reverse mortgage can be expensive, sometimes $10,000, $15,000 in closing costs, depending on the senior's age. And so, therefore, if they're selling the home in 3 to 5 years, why take that equity out now? And use that instead, just take a forward home equity line of credit. So absolutely. But one of the things about Cornerstone is we'll go over every specific customer's details of what's going on and then advise them accordingly. And if it doesn't make sense, then guess what? It might down the road or it might not.
All right, so somebody hears this, sounds like the right thing for them. What's next?
Give me a call. Call me personally, actually, at Cornerstone First Financial, and my phone number is 202-625-1221, or they can go to our website, which is cornerstonefirst.com, and there's actually a landing page specific to reverse mortgages with frequently asked questions. I will come out to your house. I will run an analysis. I will have everything so it makes complete sense so you know what you're getting into. So, you know, go online, cornerstonefirst.com, or call us at 202-625-1221.
That's cornerstonefirst.com or 202-625-1221. Always good to see you, Mark. Mark Livingstone, the founder and president of Cornerstone First. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, and stay warm this weekend, Rick.